Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, it's Friday.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm so excited about that, but I super am.
I feel the same way.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love a Friday. I love a long weekend. I'm like, what's up?
Even though in your world, you're still working, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But there's just something about, like, I know I'm off on Monday. I don't have to sing or
anything. Oh, okay, so you're off.
Yes. I know tomorrow's going to be a super fun day because we're going skydiving. Like, I have a plan for this weekend.
Are you scared about that?
No, but I will be when I get in the plane.
No, you won't. I'm telling you.
You don't think so?
No, God, I'm telling you.
Walk me through this because I feel like I'm doing just fine. My fiance's kind of panicking right now and the roles will quickly be reversed.
No, the jumping out is not the scary part. It's like literally if you're anything like I was, you'll start looking around and going, I have a better chance if I get out of this plane. The plane is not made
so durable.
Like if they said, hey, I know, let's take this plane and we'll fly to Mesquite.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking of somewhere close.
Sure, Laughlin.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd go, what are my other choices? You know what I mean? Like okay. they went, okay, skateboard crawling or this plane, I'd be like, let me see the skateboard. I would.
Well, if I wasn't scared of jumping out of the plane, I'm now afraid of getting in the plane. So, no. So either way, I'm
no. That's the beauty of it, because you have a parachute.
It's true.
So when the plane inevitably does, when they go, we knew old Bessie was going to give it up one day. Seriously, you look around and you go, how did this thing get in the air?
Yeah.
Not that they're not incredibly safe.
Right.
I couldn't even tell you the name of the company down there, nor would I want to mention them on the air.
Sure.
Lest they believe I was besmirching their reputation.
Never.
Because I'm not. Because I had a blast. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I would do it again. My wife says no.
Oh, I love that. She wouldn't let you?
No. And look, my wife does not tell me no, but I know there are certain things she doesn't want me to do.
Yeah. Well, here's my concern. It's very cold out.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was thinking yesterday.
What time are you going?
Noon.
Okay, that'll be good.
It might be. But then I was like, Lisa, should we reschedule? Because also, I'm still thawing out from Toy Drive. Like,
stop
I don't
it.
Know.
No, you're not.
If I'm.
No, you're
yes,
not. Stop it.
I am.
Stop.
I am very cold as a human being.
One more time. Stop.
I'm freezing. So I said, should I reschedule it? And she was like, no, I think we'll be okay. Just wear a lot of clothes. So
yeah,
that's what we're going to do?
You're fine.
All right.
I'm still thawing out from Toy Drive. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was the hot shower not enough for you? Was your nice warm bed and your nice warm house not enough for you?
Okay, I understand that you're probably not the one I should be having this conversation with, but anybody else? Maybe the volunteers? Oh, my God. My mother-in-law. Okay.
It's literally a month later. I'm still thawing out.
I'm still thawing out.
Please. And the award for best performance in a dramatic feature.
I hope it's me.
Is, oh, it's totally you. It's right now. By the way, strong answer. It's really good.
Thank you.
Ooh, she just got me right there. I hope it's me. Why now? I can't be a jerk about this.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to have a long weekend. How about you? You have anything fun?
And the Oscar go. And wait, why isn't this working? And the Oscar goes to. The usual side hustles, shaking my you know what, you know, just for money.
Yeah.
Out there great. Doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Out there doing the deal.
You just shake that thing pretty nice for a little extra cash.
Someone listening for the first time is like, oh, I would have never pictured it.
Yeah, let me get a look at this guy. And then they go on my socials and they go, so he's the, you know, when they say like 53 beautiful ones and one ugly one, they're like, oh, now we know who that one is. Now we know who that is. Hey, who do you think this is? Listen. This just dropped late last night.
Usually not the time to keep them waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast.
Do you know who it is?
No, but I love it. I already like it. Not Benson Boone.
No. Produced by Marshmello. Marshmello gets the credit.
Okay.
It's Marshmello and then the singers.
Okay.
The singer.
Oh, I don't know.
Three of them.
Three singers.
Mm-hmm. Brothers even.
No.
Say it.
Hanson?
No. you know what's funny?
That was a fair guess.
And in fact, even I thought that when I gave you the clue. I went, that's
your
what
face
I, somehow I knew that's what you were going to say. And it was just funny that you actually said it.
Okay.
Is it Justin Bieber? No. Even though he's been teasing stuff. Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
This is slow motion.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. You want to go see Mary J. Blige along with Neo and Mario at T-Mobile Arena on Friday, February 28th? Of course you do. Be caller number 25 for the first pick right now. Would you... Okay. If you live to be 80 years old, you'll have lived for almost 30,000 days. 29,220 days.
Okay.
If you live to be 80. Probably spent 230,000 hours sleeping, 90,000 hours working, 32,000 hours eating and drinking, and 1,000, I don't believe this one, and 1,000 hours trying to untangle knots.
I believe it.
Really?
Oh my God, dude, when I put my necklaces in my jewelry drawer... It takes me about 5 hours.
And all I was thinking was my left Nike, which I always double knot.
Yeah, oh no, the girls understand. And the boys, if you wear jewelry.
So now that almost everything about our lives can be tracked like that.
Sure.
The question was put out there to the interwebs. What stats would you like to see after your death? And of course, the internet did not disappoint. So the question that I would like to ask, I'm going to flip it on its head. Would you or would you not like to see particular stats about your life after you died? Like if you were, you know, the proverbial, you're up there at the pearly gates and they go, hey, so you want to see how it went?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, great. Like, would you want to know, one of the good ones. Would you want to know the exact number of diapers that you had changed in your life? Some parents would be like, yeah, I'd be interested
you
in that.
You think?
You and I wouldn't care.
I'm like, what do I care?
You and I don't care because we don't have kids. Would you be interested to know how many cats you petted over your lifetime?
Oh, my God. Maybe 5. I'm allergic.
Oh. Well, see, I'm striking out with you.
No, you're doing pretty. No, you're good.
Would you be interested to know... Would you be interested to see a gallery of pictures where you're visible in other people's photos that you didn't know you were in?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yes, I would.
That could be cool.
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not the subject of the photo.
Yeah, you like snuck, you photobombed on accident.
You're at Disneyland and you photobombed some family.
Yeah.
Or didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Or they saw Mickey and you just happened to be walking by and they're like, snap, flash. And you're like, With your mouth open.
Eating your corn dog.
Cramming a churro down your neck. I think we all know what's going on here. 702-364-9898. The most important part of this, of course, is caller number 25 gets the Mary J. tickets. Call now and good luck.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's get it. Who's going to do the first pick today?
Oh, we got Teresa Posada from the East Side.
We love us some Teresa Posada, do we not? Hang on a second, Jordan. We love us some Teresa Posada, who's on this line, not the other. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, good morning, Chuck.
Hi, buddy. What stat? These are stats that you may or may not want to see after you leave this earth. Would you like to know how many times that you almost died without realizing it? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Michaela?
Yeah, I would. No.
Adrian?
Yeah. 1,000% yes.
Absolutely. Because I think we'd all be shocked.
Yeah.
I think we'd all be amazed. Yeah. When I got my heart valve replaced.
I think mine is pretty close to that.
What do you mean?
Like, I'd want to know how many times I flipped a bird on somebody that didn't put a turn signal and almost killed me.
Yeah. Road rage. Yes. Yes.
I no, hear that, that's sister.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Among other things. They're like, no, you probably, when I had my heart valve replaced, they were like, yeah, you have no idea how bad you are. And I'm Why? Like, I didn't even know I was sick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who knew? Would you want to know how many, on the flip side, how many times you had made somebody feel good about themselves without knowing it?
Yeah.
I think we'd be shocked at that one, too.
Yeah.
How would you want to know the number of people who were attracted to you while you had no idea?
Yeah.
I think I would.
I'd be shocked if it was more than one. You know what I mean? I mean, I know I got one. She's wearing jewelry.
Uh-huh.
But other than that.
Yeah.
You know? Would you, and now this is, so those first couple were kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to know the top five songs that you would listen to throughout your entire life and how many times you had heard them?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the soundtrack to your life.
I would.
Yeah.
Would you?
I would definitely want to know that one.
Here's the thing, though. I would like to know this information while I'm still alive. Once I'm dead, what am I going to do with it? Now
you
I'm like...
Michaela, you reminisce.
Reminisce.
In heaven?
What difference would it make if I'm dead?
Yeah.
At least if I'm alive.
What difference does it make if you're alive? If we don't want to dig deeper into this, what difference does it make if you're alive? Nothing.
Well, maybe if I knew how many times I almost died, then I'd be like, oh, grateful.
Well, then sit down and start counting.
All right. Yeah, I was just thinking.
I need to go on my bucket list.
And Chet's pointing to the paper. He's like, get back on track, Michaela. Sorry.
Easy. We don't need to tell everything. No, I know Adrian felt yesterday. Now,
exactly.
I pulled the curtain back. I pulled the curtain back on some, and he was like, what, dude? Why are you telling everybody? Would you want to know how many times your body successfully destroyed a cancer before it could take hold? That's like the almost how many times you almost died.
Yeah.
I'd want to know. Would you want to know total pounds pooped along with the biggest one you ever took?
Yes.
I would want date and location.
And time spent in the bathroom total lifetime.
Wow, really?
Chuck. I think you want to know too much.
34 minutes times 365 times how many days is 80 years old?
Exactly.
Would you want a replay of the top 100 funniest things that you'd ever seen?
Yes.
Would you want to know how many times that you'd used each letter of the alphabet?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think that's where it ends. Yeah. I think we've now found it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
One final question. Oh, Jordan, I'll ask you. Jordan?
Yeah.
Will you give Jordan Chet Buchanan Show shirts, please? Just because she held on through that whole thing. Even though she had no chance of winning anything or even getting on the air, but she hung out.
It's all right. I just wanted to say good morning. I was here at the topic. I just got in the car to take my daughter to school. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call in and say good morning because I haven't talked to you guys this year yet.
God love you.
Good morning, beauty.
Well, let me ask you.
Good morning.
Taking bills and boring stuff out of it. What would you do with $5,000 right now?
I would take my family to Disney World.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, dude? Start dreaming and listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
By the way, thank you to everybody who's been listening since the start of the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. But here's my reasoning behind it. Because an hour ago, you may have heard my lovely co-host, my lovely partner in crime.
Yes.
So I'm still thawing out from Toy Drive. Okay, because it's cold, right? And we've got Arctic Blast, which is going to hit all of us next week.
Oh,
like
God,
the whole country.
What is that?
It's just our cold from the north.
A turn up on the cold? Oh, good.
Cold from the north.
Can't wait for that.
So apparently the daytime is going to be normal like we've had because the sun.
Yeah.
Right? But at night it's going to be really freaking cold. Like maybe down below freezing type.
Oh, my God.
But, that's what it was. You were whining about, that's such a horrible, sorry, can I retract that she was whining? Even though she was. I was. I shouldn't say it out loud.
I actually was.
But I'd like to retract that.
Okay.
But you were like, you're skydiving tomorrow.
Oh, because
tomorrow.
We're skydiving.
You're skydiving tomorrow and it's going to be cold.
Yes.
Which is fine. This just in, it's kind of cold regardless. Unless you go
thinking.
In the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you go in summer. Then, you know, then it's just warm.
Yeah.
But you don't have a leg to stand on this. What are you doing later on today?
Listen, I know. No, this
what
is my fault.
What did you get sucked into?
Oh, my God. I saw a friend. Really like her a lot. She said, do you want to start spending quality time together? I said, yes.
It's a new friend.
A new friend. Yes.
Yeah. And she's trying to, can we take our relationship to the next level?
Yeah. I said, sure. She said, would you like to go on a hike? I said yes, because that's what you say sometimes. You just say, yes, sure.
Sure.
I would love to do that one day.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You thought, would you like to go on a hike? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
2027, you bet. Tomorrow?
Right.
No. So then she says,
in April?
Yeah. How about when it's a little sunny out? No, it's today at noon. I forgot about it until last night. And then I started having such bad anxiety last night. You know, when you're in bed and you're like, oh, God, I did commit to that. I can't get out of it because I don't want to look like a flake. So I'm just going to go. But I don't want to go on a hike.
You don't
today.
Hike?
I do hike. But look, I'm a brat. It's cold out. I don't want to do it right now. I got to sing tonight. I just overcommitted, you guys, which is what I tend to do. And now it's a little cold.
Yeah, because you had the time open. Mm-hmm. I know how this works. You look at your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your calendar. And you go, yeah, sure. I got an hour.
Yeah.
What time?
12 to 1.
Yeah, sure. From noon. Yeah, noon.
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour up, half an hour back. Great.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing with stuff like hiking. If somebody asks me to go hiking,
mm-hmm.
and I know they're a hiker,
mm.
I'm probably not going to go hike with them.
I know.
You know why? Because I'm like, I'm going to show up and they're going to go, you wearing those shoes?
When I put these shoes on today.
Let me see what you got.
God, they're not the right shoes. There's no grip at the bottom.
Well, yeah, and those heels are way too tight.
God, those heels.
Went right where she didn't want to go.
I know.
Yeah, I would be like, they'll go, where's your water bottle?
And I have a cup of coffee, maybe.
And I'll be like, how far are we going?
You know what I mean? Like, God, we're the same
person. Are we not
person.
Coming back? And then, well, do you have an energy bar? That's okay. I have an extra. All of that stuff. And I don't want to
do any of that.
And I would ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, well, what do I need to bring? Oh, no, nothing. We're going on an easy hike.
It's an easy trail, beginner trail.
Next thing you know, you're pounding something into a rock so you can climb over a boulder. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Next thing you know, you're putting chalk on your hands for reasons
I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Because it would appear to me that if you put the... Is it the same chalk that gymnasts use? Because here's the deal. Gymnasts put chalk on their hands so that you don't get grip, which I would think would be a bad thing if you're trying to climb up a rock and potentially could die. Is it different chalk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Now I'm going to be terrified that I'm going to need to know that.
You don't want moisture
on your... What kind of chalk is it?
You don't want moisture on your hands.
Oh, God. Yeah, well...
I don't want to climb the rock.
No.
How about that?
No, and I don't. Maybe in April, but today, no. But I'm doing it because I can't get out of it now. Also, I really do like her, and I like to hike. I like nature. It's not like I'm like, oh, gross, nature. I love nature.
Could you?
Yeah, okay, I snowboard.
No, I understand. I like to hike. I want to evaluate. I want to examine the statement. Mm. I love. Did you say I like to hike or I love to hike?
I like love.
Yeah, you said hike though.
Yes.
So great. How many times in your life do you believe that you've gone on a hike?
Okay, well,
because those shoes that you're wearing would tell me somewhere between 0 and 5.
Okay, here's the thing. There was a trail in LA called Runyon Canyon. And I thought in my mind, I was really doing something. I was like, I'm a hiker.
Yeah.
I know how to hike. I've done it millions of times. I live at the bottom of Runyon. And it was kind of difficult.
Oh, it burned. That's where, and it burned.
And it did. It did.
Oh, no.
But also, when I was looking at the other trails, it would appear that, like, I was kind of just going on a brisk walk. Those 40,000 times I did Runyon, these are, like, real hiking trails. Like, people hold those canes to go on these trails. What are those canes? The walking sticks?
Yeah.
Like, those are the kind of trails we're hitting today. So I don't think I'm as experienced as I thought I was.
Oh, my God. But when she asked, tell me there wasn't a conversation of... Oh, do you like to hike? Sure, I used to do Runyon Canyon all the time.
Of course I said that.
So now
that.
She thinks you're advanced.
Yes.
But you, because you didn't want to look stupid.
Duh.
And you want to look like you knew what you were doing.
Yes. To her, I may have awards in hiking. The way that I explain myself to you guys, I don't know if I know what I got myself into this time.
You have until noon?
Yeah.
What time does REI open? We gotta get you.
Give me your best hiking
but then,
tips.
Okay. But then on the flip side of that, then if you show up with the brand new boots, the brand new hiking stick, the brand new... Oh, God, this is... I'm just telling you, this is a bad idea all the way around.
I know.
And have you had a conversation? You're stuck with her for an hour on this trail.
Stop.
I think you just got deathly ill. I'll write you a note if you need it.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I got to tell you, our producer is fired the you-know-what up about today's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. What did you say? An epic matchup?
Consequential effects on this matchup.
Why? Why is it why?
Because the two parts of the city that are being represented, which Rebecca Miller is Best of the West.
Okay.
Her competitor, Zach Garcia, representing Aliante.
Yes.
You look at the leaderboard, sir.
Yes.
Both tied with 6 wins apiece.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Huge ramifications heading into the weekend.
Who's going?
Oh, my.
NFL playoffs this weekend. No. The playoffs are right now on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hang on. I got the wrong music right now.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
All right.
There we go.
Put a little bit of that in there.
Woo.
That's a big one. Kayla's Hometown Throwdown. Yeah, no, this is it. Or, hang on. Or is it this? Nope, that's the wrong one.
Sultry.
We've got too many things on this page, so I can't read the label.
Just trying to set the mood, Doris.
Yeah, me too.
Because we got to honor the game.
Yes.
This is important.
Yes.
Thank you, Adrian.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this. Rule number one: honor the game.
Say less.
Let's go.
So, Rebecca, you feeling good?
Yep, I'm ready.
Focused. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. She knows what she's up against.
Zach, this is for sole possession. Sole possession of 5th place overall. Today's winner.
Whoa.
Am I wrong? What? What have I said that is not factually accurate?
Fifth place. You are up against 5th place.
Sole possession of fifth place.
Chet just said it 60 seconds ago. Respect the game. Let's go.
Thank you.
Respect my name.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what we're even talking about anymore, but okay.
Fifth place is what we're talking about. Let's go.
Here we are.
Yes.
Hey, Zach, you feeling good?
It couldn't be better.
All right, man. Everybody buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. However, don't answer until you're called on, because you may think you got in first, but you didn't. So you don't want to give the other person the answer. First one to three is our champion. However, if neither of you answer a question, I have a chance to steal. And if I get to three, nobody gets nothing. All right? Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
The house that Macaulay Culkin famously starred in during Christmas is now up for sale. What's the name of that movie?
Got sold.
Got sold.
Got sold. Zach got in first.
Home Alone.
Home Alone, yes. Yeah, just sold for like $5.5 million or something, which is pretty cheap for Chicago.
Yeah.
For what that was.
But, nice.
The Challenger takes a one-zip lead.
A new movie is being filmed, and the guy starring in it is now a recent Vegas local who promised to bring movie studios to Vegas.
That's you, Rebecca.
Mark Wahlberg.
By the way, I don't know if you heard... Yeah, we're tied at one. I don't know if you heard, Rebecca. You made the promo yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Very prestigious.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Of you going, back. That was awesome. That was fantastic. And cool. So then I said, listen to the Chet Buchanan tomorrow on 98, Chet Buchanan show tomorrow on 98.5. It was pretty funny. I was proud of it. All right, so we're tied at one.
This country legend is headed to the Sphere for a new Vegas residency. What's his name?
Better get it. Oh, y'all need to watch them. Okay, Rebecca. Rebecca.
No George Googling. Strait? It's a guess.
Good one.
Crap.
Zach, did you Google cheater?
No, sir.
What's the answer?
But I do have a guess.
What is it?
Kenny Chesney?
It is. Kenny Chesney.
Yes, Zach.
Zach goes up 2-1.
He said, no, sir. Not a Googler.
Not a Googler.
This very famous band who launched their residency at Caesar's Palace last year and is actually from Las Vegas.
Rebecca.
The Killers.
Yeah, is it the Killers? Should be the Killers. It is the Killers. We are you weren't kidding, Adrian. With everything on the line, an epic battle, a struggle for supremacy, a struggle for fifth place overall. And I'm spitting while I'm talking right now. I'm so fired up. In Michaela's hometown throwdown, we are tied at 2.
A new song dropped this morning with Marshmello and what 3 brother pop group?
2-1.
That
would be the Jonas Brothers, Michaela.
And you would be right.
Yeah, that song is dope, too. What's it called again?
So Good.
It's not called So Good.
It's
called Slow Motion.
Yeah. Not with all that confidence in my voice, too. So Good. No, it's not.
All right. 2 for Rebecca, 2 for Zach, 1 for me.
This radio host turned talk show host recently did an interview and...
Zach...
Oh. Wendy Williams.
Yeah, is it Wendy Williams for the win and a new champion and sole possession of fifth place in Michaela's hometown throwdown on the leaderboard? Is it Wendy Williams? Yes!
Yes!
And we got a brand new champion!
Let's go, Zach!
Rebecca, I don't know that we could love you more than we do.
No.
Honestly, you're fantastic. Don't go away and leave us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no. I'll be back next week.
Okay.
Come around
every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. We got to let you go. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Our brand new champion, Zach Garcia of Aliante.
Yes, Zach.
With tickets to go see Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium, at the Pearl Concert Theater, Sunday, February 16th, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. And then we'll see you back here on Tuesday to defend that brand new championship, all right?
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Aliante moves into fifth overall by themselves on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Shown on TV, the Lionel Richie's going to be in town this weekend. And I asked Michaela, I said, have you ever met Lionel Richie, Adrian?
I have not.
Fantastic. He's a wonderful gentleman. Mm-hmm. Is he not?
Yeah.
Is he not, Michaela?
The best.
Yeah, but when I asked Michaela, I said, have you ever met Lionel Richie? And she said,
I sang at his 50th birthday.
Come on.
I sang at his 50th birthday and he flew me out.
Okay, was this like that you sang for Sylvester Stallone? Like he came into the place that you were singing at?
No. His team flew me out. I guess his daughter was a fan of mine from American Idol. And so for his 50th birthday, his team had called my agent. They were like, we want to fly her out and have her come.
Nicole Richie?
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This story gets better as we go.
And you know
along.
What? It was around the time that they were doing Simple Life, and I was such a big fan of Nicole. I thought she was so funny.
Of
so
course.
16-year-old me was like screaming. But they flew me first class. I had obviously never been in first class before.
Well, I don't know that that's that obvious, but okay.
At 16, like, you're young. Why would you ever be in first class?
I don't know what you're doing.
Who knows? I was flying the plane. I got first class. It was one of the coolest experiences of my life.
That'd be great. He just kept ratcheting up. And then, on the way back, they let me fly the plane. And then when I landed, you just start making it better and better. And then, Michael Jackson was at Lionel Richie's 50th birthday, and then he wanted me to sing too.
So then I did.
And then I did.
Dirty
and
Diana.
They flew me back out.
And then Diana was there.
I wrote Dirty Diana while I was on the plane that I was flying back out to sing for Mike. Okay, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Alita Mendez from the 89121. That's what she told me when I said we're part of town. The first person to use the whole zip code.
Why are you making us work for it? I used to live in the 89131.
Wait, this is hysterical.
You guys always have this debate on what side of town is what, so I wanted you guys to decide, but it's the east side.
Well, I'm a little that way.
Cross streets?
89121, I'll tell you. Never mind, I've already done the work since she's going to make me work for it. I already went ahead and did my homework. 89121 zip code is east of Eastern, north of Tropicana, west of Nellis, and south of Sahara.
Mm.
Oh, lovely.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know, just because I felt like it, because it's Friday.
Yeah, okay, good.
Felt a little sassy.
Sahara.
Do you like my sundress?
Yeah, I did. Curtsy. You just curtsied at me. I loved it.
I'm a little sassy right now. All right, 177-second survey time. Are you cool, Alita, with holiday decor staying up all year?
No.
Neither am I, and I question, Adrian?
I'm cool with it.
Okay. I'll tell you this. You know me. I don't care what anybody does.
Yeah.
But if you're leaving your Christmas stuff up all year, how do I say this nice? It's like the girl that's got too many stuffed animals on her bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She might be cool, and this might be a lot of fun, but you're nuts.
Yeah, it's a little chaotic.
She may also take your kidney. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into it.
And it's not dudes that are doing that.
I'm specifically talking about like people who leave their Christmas lights outside of their house. I love it because it's too dark outside.
That's different.
Yeah, like trees and stockings, they should come down.
That's lazy. I mean, it just is. I'm leaving them up all year. Okay. Are you sick of something? 97% of Americans are sick of something. What are you sick of, Alita?
God, so many things. How many things?
Well, that's too many to count.
I hear you.
You know, I think just a lot of social media I'm sick of. I think this year I want to try to do a little less social media. It's hard, but I'm going to try. And I think that's my one thing that I'm sick of the most.
It's funny. I realized, because I haven't done like a fan page or whatever, like on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've just done the regular... the 5,000 people and that's it?
Yeah.
But there's only about 3,500 of them that I can actually see because I unfollow a lot of people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I just don't need to... You're ranting about, and I don't care which side you're ranting about. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm tired of the rants.
It's boring. It's boring now.
Yeah.
It's super boring. And if that's all you're doing, you're not very interesting. How fast do you fall? Let me ask the actual question. How long does it take for you to typically fall asleep? The most common answer, 10 minutes. Up to 20 minutes a close second. Just over half the country falls into one of those two groups. 1% say they usually fall asleep in under 60 seconds.
Oh my God.
I will tell you, by the time I roll onto my side, out.
No.
Out.
What does it feel like to
Less
be you?
Less than a minute.
So you're just done. Good night. Yep. You don't take anything. You're just asleep.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no,
gosh.
I've never. No.
Jealous. I'm so jealous.
6% say it normally takes over an hour to fall asleep. You said that was you.
Yeah.
Do you have TV on?
Yeah, but even when I don't.
Do you look at your phone?
Yeah, but even when I don't, my brain, I'm telling you, I get my better ideas at night. My brain just will not shut up, and I'm up all night long.
How long does it usually take you, Alita?
The same as Michaela. I have such a hard time falling asleep and then staying asleep.
Yeah, staying asleep. What? Didn't get enough sleep last night. Can't talk. Staying asleep is rough, too.
Google this. Navy SEALs falling asleep. And basically you start at the top and you just relax your body all the way down. Mm-hmm. And you focus on that. You focus on your breathing. Might help. I don't know.
Googling.
Listen, we're out of time, but Progresso, free plug Friday. Progresso's, the soup people, are debuting chicken noodle soup flavored cough drops for National Soup Month. Are you in or are you out, Alita?
No, I think I'm out on that.
I might be in.
What?
I might try it.
Really?
I might try it.
Gross.
I might. They're basically soup flavored candy. Okay, that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
No, that's gross. Okay,
it's weird.
Maybe I'm out. Maybe I'm out. We have lovely Chet Buchanan Show shirts for you. Oh, and you
awesome.
Know what?
Thank you so much.
You know what? No, and I'm glad that you're happy with that. We also have Mariah Carey tickets for you.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
I didn't even say what the prize was today.
I know.
And I did that on purpose because I wanted to surprise you. So, you know what? Speaking of surprises, Alita, do you have time to stick around for another 10 minutes or so?
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to stay on the phone. Just keep listening. Uh-huh. Just keep listening for another 10 minutes or so. I'm going to put you on hold so you can talk to Adrian. I have a big surprise for Michaela that she has no idea it's coming.
What?
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
My wife and I looked at each other and teared up.
Yesterday. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Everybody stay close.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
And drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So, there's like a surprise. Something popped up yesterday right about 12:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's amazing. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic right now. But I think this is appropriate. No, I love this.
What is happening?
So, I got an email. Hi there, Chet. First and foremost, I've been listening to you since I was a child, which generally is like, oh, God.
Loyalty.
But born and raised in Vegas, I'm 36 years old now. So I was like, well, I have been here 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember listening to you while I was getting ready for school, hanging out with friends, getting ready for work, everything. KLUC will always be my one and only. When I left Vegas and moved to California for about 10 years, where I moved to didn't really have any kind of radio stations, so I downloaded the KLUC app and listened to it and have been since even while I was living in California. Hey, mystery caller on the line, what part of California?
Big Bear.
Oh, gotcha. Anyway, I'm writing because I have a little story about the beautiful Michaela Gordon. I just wanted all of your listeners to know that she has always been so sweet, so kind-hearted, and just an all-out amazing person. Are you freaking out trying to figure out who you know?
My heart is pounding and my eyes are tearing up.
In Big Bear?
I don't know. Yeah.
We grew up with mutual friends, and when we were younger, there was a picnic. I guess you can call it like a family reunion that we would attend almost every summer.
Yes!
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah. It was the Italian picnic.
And every time, everybody would beg Michaela to come up and sing. She was basically the highlight of the picnic. One year, I was about 10 years old. I got the courage to go up and sing after her. And me going on after her put more pressure on me. But I did it anyway. I will never forget the moment Michaela came up to me after I had performed and told me how good of a job I did. And I'll tell you what, that meant everything to me. Especially coming from her. I will never forget that feeling. Do you know who I'm talking about yet?
No, but it's making me cry.
I will never forget that memory. And to see her now doing all the amazing things that she is doing and everything she's doing for our community, I'm so happy and proud of you, Michaela, and everything you've been through and all of your accomplishments. Way to go, girl. You make Vegas proud.
Oh, my God.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. So let me ask you, do not reveal your identity yet, mystery emailer and mystery caller. But yeah, I read that to my wife yesterday, and we both are just like blubbering.
Oh my gosh, it's so sweet.
So when was the last time you and Michaela have seen each other?
It was probably the last time that she had spoke to me about this. We haven't seen each other since we were kids.
Oh, so a long time, like 20 years?
It's been that long. The last time her and I spoke to each other, that was the only time her and I really spoke to each other.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a long story. I don't want to say that we're not friends. I mean, we knew each other through mutual friends. And again, like I said, we would go to this picnic every summer, and it was just Michaela, you know, like everybody wanted her there. Everybody wanted her to sing, and it was just the most amazing. Oh, Chet.
Was this?
You could see.
You know what's funny about those picnics? They were the Italian picnics,
yeah.
And they were
yeah.
the highlight of my growing up experience when my papa yes. and grandma were still alive and all of our family was still alive. Family would come from Philadelphia, Newcastle, everywhere,
yes.
and we would meet at this big park. It was huge.
Uh-huh.
And it was, yeah, it was like the highlight of my childhood.
Pre-idol? Pre-idol?
Oh, yeah.
Pre-idol.
Yeah.
Pre-idol.
Mm-hmm. We were little.
Yeah. We were little.
Because when my papa had a stroke, I think he was 12, and I think that's when they stopped.
So, yeah. Okay, so wait. So you guys are the same age.
Yeah.
You're the same age.
Yeah.
And you don't remember the girl singing after you and how you went over to her?
That is okay.
No. Just asking because I'm asking with the idea that she may recall it. But it is okay if you don't remember, because what I love about this is what was normal at 10 years old, normal operating procedure to you,
mm-hmm.
impacted Sarah's life.
Yep.
All these years later.
Oh my God. Yeah, of course. I don't remember that moment, but of course I remember you, Sarah. Yeah.
Now fill in the blanks for her. Sarah, fill in the blanks for Michaela.
I'm sorry?
Fill in the blanks for Michaela. How might she remember you?
Well, we have mutual friends. We grew up with the Bowders.
Yes, of course. But I do remember Sarah.
Yes.
And I remember her at the picnic. You understand, like, there was a bunch of little kids, but we all really loved each other. We looked forward to seeing each other because a lot of us didn't all live together in the same city. And Kayla Bowder is another one of, like, my distant, distant cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yes, yep. Of course. Obviously, I do feel like if you would have sang, I would have been like, "You're so good, dude." Yes, but
I remember it. For, like, you ran up to me, and I hadn't even put the microphone down, and you ran up to me, and just the look in your eyes, and the things that you were saying,
I mean, I went home that night and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I mean, you really touched me. I mean, it's been 20 years and it's still something that, you know, I hold deep to my heart. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like I don't have any words because I'm a little overwhelmed. I did not expect that at all.
I just, when she wrote me that email and I thought it was I thought it was so amazing. And I had gotten the impression that you guys hadn't. I literally, in capital letters, I wrote back to her, "What's your phone number? Can I call you?"
Listen, that means so much to me. That was a highlight of my childhood. I miss it. I say it all the time. I went to the Italian American Club for my birthday, and it reminded me of those family events that I miss so much. Like all of us, we miss our family that just passed. And of course, I love and remember you, and thank you for taking the time to do that.
All of those things that Michaela just said. All of that. Yeah.
And I wanted you to have a nice little birthday, you know, surprise there.
Yeah, it was so special. Really, I'm at a loss for words.
And Michaela's crying and you're crying and oh my God. if you do come to town, which I'm
proud of you, Michaela. You're amazing. Thank you for everything you're doing for our community. You too, Chet. Can't leave you out.
Yeah,
but, you could.
I do appreciate it and thank you.
That's amazing.
You,
do you ever come to town?
I live here.
in Vegas?
Yeah, I just moved back a year and a half ago.
Oh, good Lord. Welcome. All right, well, we're all getting together soon then.
Okay? Yes.
For real.
You have my number. You have my information.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
good.
We do.
Hey, let's do it. Seriously.
All right, good. Well, have an amazing day.
You as well, and thank you so much, both of you. Thank really you.
Thank you, babe. Love you.
That was
you.
So good. Michaela Gordon, this is your life. I don't know what I expect you to say. Probably nothing.
Yeah, well, it's hard for me to be at a loss of words, but I am. Thank you for doing that for me.
Mark this one down, y'all. 8:15 on Friday. Heading into
MLK. She can never shut up, and now here she is.
You know what? We might be able to extend it out a couple of breaks. Relationship rehab, which I absolutely love. Rebecca wants revenge. It's not, it's not like the one that we had earlier this week where the guy cheated on his 8 months pregnant wife in the bathroom and potentially again in the parking lot. This is not that.
Good.
Okay? But you may have more to say about this one. And by you, I mean you listening.
Mm-hmm.
You may have more to say about this one than you did about that one. We'll share the whole thing next.
Game start.
Oh, nothing like a good cry to start Friday.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You good? Can we do relationship rehab?
Yes.
Okay, no, this is fun. Now to take you for something entirely different. I freaking love this. Rebecca says, "I love my husband and our adorable little boy, Kason, who's 5. Kason loves his daddy. And when I say he loves his daddy, I mean he loves his daddy."
Good, baby.
"They are inseparable, which is super cute. Until it wasn't last weekend. I had a few errands to run, and my husband had to stop by his office, so I took Kason with me. Here we are in the middle of Target. I'm looking at some workout gear, and out of nowhere, Kason starts sprinting at me. Right before he gets to me, he leaps in the air and proceeds to rip one of the biggest ones ever. And says, 'Look, mommy, I can fly.'
Oh my God.
It was so loud. And everyone immediately turned and looked at me. See, I get the idea you and Sire do things like this or something similar.
We've been kicked out of retail stores.
Fair enough.
Oh my Home God. Depot.
How?
It was so loud and everybody immediately turned and looked at me. I was absolutely mortified. Come to find out, his daddy has started telling Kason that farts can sometimes magically make you fly.
Oh, my God.
And now we had this to deal with in public. I must get him back. Please help me with any ideas you or your listeners have. Game on."
Oh, my God. This is fun. This is funny. This is a good one.
Have a great day, Rebecca. Look, mommy, I can fly.
Yeah.
Because You know, and if you time it right.
Yeah.
You actually can.
Yeah.
For a short time. 702-364-9898. I'm assuming that there are some folks that have, you know, something in the arsenal that Rebecca could use to get back at Kaysen's daddy.
Got to think on this one.
We would like for you to share that right now. Honestly, I'm not, it's not, this is not my thing.
I know.
I'm not a prank guy.
I love pranks, but he's a little boy. He's farting a lot and his dad is encouraging it.
I am certainly not above using the five-year-old for the comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not above that.
Good.
At all.
Me either.
It's just not something that I don't. I don't flex this muscle very often.
Okay.
I don't work this muscle very often.
Okay.
So we need your help. Yep. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
No, maybe not. Maybe, you know, it could be just that y'all are holding out on us right now.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was, because we're not getting a lot out of this bit.
It's kind of a tough one.
Well, but it's not. Not if you have kids. And stuff that you guys have pulled, my hope was that you would go, yeah, you know what my kid and I did? You know what I did with my kid? Or you know what my kid did to me? Mm-hmm. Maybe they could do this back to him. That's what I thought we would get. Is it possible that because kids are in the car right now, the younger kids, because elementary school is in the night. So parents are like, well, I can't.
Can't do it with my kids in the car.
Well, yeah, we can't do it with the kids in the car.
Maybe.
But I would also think that it would be like, hey, remember, oh, yeah, this kid jumped in the air and said, look, mommy, I can fly.
Why are little boys so weird?
By the way, that's an FCC violation, what I just did. You can't make that noise. Not in that context.
All right.
But I thought that we might get some shared, we might be able to workshop this a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Kaysen, who's five, was running errands with mommy, comes tearing down the aisle right in the middle of Target, jumps in the air. Look, mommy, I can fly. Let's one rip. Apparently, daddy has been telling him that on occasion, if you do it just right, you will be able to fly.
Mm-hmm.
If you time it. You know, if you time it just right,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to fly magically. And now mom found that out again in the middle of Target.
Yes.
Michaela, though, so Rebecca wants to get her husband back.
Yeah. There's a prank going around. Because I'm thinking, I had a nephew when he was little. I'm trying to think of what gross things he did, of course, with my brother.
Yeah.
Can't think. But there's a trend. Oh, my God. The little kids are horrified. The mom will be using the bathroom. And she'll go, hey, honey, to the little kid. It's got to be a little kid. And say, bring me some toilet paper. Have you seen this one? And the mom will melt like chocolate. And when the baby...
Pudding.
The pudding. When she goes to grab the toilet paper, she rubs the chocolate on the little kid's hand.
Yeah, but you're not trying to get the kid back. You're trying to get the dad back. You know, we're not trying to traumatize the kid.
Right,
honestly,
okay.
I'm not crazy about that. Kids are... I could see my mom doing that to me.
Uh-huh.
But... Yeah, no. If you want to terrorize a five-year-old, I'm your guy all day long.
Oh, okay.
But no. To get back at the day, she wants to get revenge on the dad.
Got it.
Not on the kid. But I hear, I like.
Sorry, dude.
Anything?
I take it to the limit. What we do and what we've done and what we will continue to do in my household.
What got you kicked out of a store?
We were at Home Depot and we were in the table and chair and ladder area. And me and my son decided to have a little mini wrestling match.
Oh, good Lord.
And he took the tubes and was like, this is a kendo stick and I'm Cody Rhodes and hitting me and stuff. And they're like, you guys got to get out. You can't be doing that to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, fine.
Your kid can't go three steps up on the ladder and jump off. That's not okay.
That's fine. We'll take our business elsewhere. But to figure out this situation and what to do, it may seem extreme to some, but it'll end it, is you just stock up on some Nerf guns. And when dad gets home, in this case, it's time. Pop, 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 pop.
Now that you mention it, Silly String's always a good.
So good.
Silly String's always good.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous game, though. Sticky. You don't want to get the house dirty because then you got to like take it off of the floor.
Nerf guns, I always think that. Pain. Those things with those the videos with the husband and wife that explode, that he shoots the balloons and they fall on her, and then he laughs and he hits the confetti. Uh-huh. They've been around 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
The same thing. I always look at those and I go, who's cleaning that up?
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
What am I supposed to be doing right now that you don't like? No. He's like, don't bring me into this now.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Hi.
No, you were gesturing. What?
No, nothing. I didn't know what was happening.
Is it because we're coming up on the break?
I think so. I was dealing with some phone calls. It's just...
yeah, no, because we're up against it.
Yeah. Yes. On
the way you just concerned? Shook his head and rolled his eyes.
I thought we weren't on air, to be honest, because I couldn't hear anything, but that was because I was just so many.
Oh, you were
buttons.
Doing other stuff and you thought that I was just doing other stuff too.
Yeah, and I thought and we were off
song,
air.
And that the song had ended and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, you get me. You understand me so well, Chet. Thank you.
I'm trying.
It's beautiful.
I feel
I'm
seen.
Trying. No, and honestly, if you had a concern, I wanted to be able to address it.
That's and I feel cared for. So thank you guys.
And I do. Yeah, you think you because when I do these kind of things, I'm like, well, we're going on the air anyway. Let's find out what's going on over here.
Yeah.
I don't mind, you know. There's things that happen in that room that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what
goes on. No, I feel that way a lot.
See, it's the old you know, Step Brothers. I never Ma, the meatloaf. I never know what she's doing in there. That's how I feel. And honestly, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care how the sausage is made.
Yeah, because it's getting done.
It's delicious, the sausage.
All right. Well, sausage.
Here was the other thing. It's kind of wild. For the first time in 20 years, the number of single people in America has declined.
Oh, great.
Those are people who are not married, living with a partner, or in what? Those are, according to the Pew Research Center, the share of unpartnered adults has declined for the first time in about 20 years. Unpartnered adults are people who are not married, living with somebody, or in a committed romantic relationship. So single.
Okay.
The number of those people is down. It's not down a lot, but it's down enough that they could track it.
Okay.
And they think it's because of the economy.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Two things. The economy. And everybody thinks that people are hooking up on Tinder or whatever, you know, insert app here.
Yeah.
That then people are just meeting up and doing it.
Right.
You know, whatever. And that's not the case. I mean, yes, but the number of people are not doing it. And people don't go out. Seriously, like there's no clubs. You know, like places where people go to hang out. Like where do you go to meet people? The internet.
True.
So it's a different dynamic. And then by the time people do meet in person, generally it all like happens quick. Like there's no dating process. It's we're together.
Yeah.
Not younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you?
Or lesbians. That's how they date too. They're like, hi, I like you. The end. Together forever. It's a real thing.
Also younger people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good.
You just wanted to say lesbians.
Yeah. Also, I just...
It's your first time saying it.
Yeah. I guess I did. Yeah. But I was also thinking about me and Lisa.
I kind of really did just want to say that.
Yeah.
No, but the I think that's the difference is economically, people go, well, sharing the expenses. So let's just jump in right away.
Definitely. Listen, if I were single, I would definitely live with somebody with the expenses that people have. And that's without kids.
Not roommate. I'm not talking about roommates. I'm talking about romantic.
I know. I'm saying if I were single, I'm trying to think of the perspective of a single person.
You would shack up with somebody right away?
Maybe. Because
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you.
We're not talking about roommates or the other stuff.
No, I'm with you. Romantically. And I'm saying if I were a single person right now, today, I would definitely find myself maybe shacking up with somebody and being in a relationship. quicker than maybe in the past because, yeah, it's difficult to be by yourself, I think, and it's expensive. And you want that companionship. It's kind of lonely out there now.
All I can think of is that doesn't sound like a recipe for long term. You know what I mean? Let's just jump right into it. Okay, go.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
The Vegas Thrill, women's professional volleyball featuring some of the top talent in the world today. Join the ride at Lee's Family Farm with two matches.
This Friday at 7 and Sunday at 5 p.m.
It's entertainment for the entire family. Get your tickets now at VegasThrill.com.
The holidays may be over, but it's the perfect time to refresh your home for the new year. This week, during the Winter Savings event at RC Willie, you'll find incredible deals to kick off the new year in style. From cozy sofas and stylish bedroom sets to top-brand TVs and appliances, discover savings in every department. Plus, with coupon savings from $50 up to $200, creating your dream home has never been easier or more affordable. Take advantage of coupon savings up to $200 during the Winter Savings event at RC Willie.
By plan view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-9539. 800-298-9539. Again, that's 800-298-9539.
Hey, it's Michaela. Is 2025 the year you take the first step toward becoming a registered nurse? The Marsha First School of Nursing is now open here in Las Vegas. Get the education and hands-on training to earn your associate's degree and become an RN or earn your BSN. Classes are enrolling now and there is no waitlist, so there's never been a better time to start. Call 866-NEW-CAREER to learn more. That's 866-639-2273 or visit mfnursing.com.
Say hola to T-Mobile's Go 5G Plus plan and stay connected with Los Tuyos. Plus, get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 on us when you switch. And now, it's easier than ever to join T-Mobile with your eligible matricula consular. With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. ctmobile.com.
At Meineke, doing car care right means Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes. Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule an appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement. And through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Right now at Verizon, you can get one line for less than you think. Just $50 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on Bella's Dog Walker and Glam Squad every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $50 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees at your local Las Vegas Verizon store today. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 702-602-8080. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Nevada. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind-in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 702-602-8080. That's 702-602-8080. 702-602-8080.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah. If I take the blame, put it all on me, I just pray that I won't end up lonely. This world will drive you real crazy and out of control, make you wanna pull out and let them shots. Just chill out, cause I don't wanna stop. Losing homies really hurt to my soul. Matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Through all the highs and lows, stay ten toes down like you're digging for gold. God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah. And thank you for this life, sorry I complain. The ups and the downs is just a part of the game. It's a beautiful day, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah. Ride through the city, just reflecting on me. While they hitting, I'm just keeping it cool. Yeah. I ain't even tripping, long as money keep flipping. And then sticking to me like glue. Before yeah. The car jack, yeah. I couldn't hit that. I pulled the Akon, she let me smack. Yeah, I was down bad, but then I bounced back. I took a wrong turn, turned up on the right track. No matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Slow through all the highs and lows, stay ten toes down like you're digging for gold. God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buchanan Show. My, my, my.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Haters say ignore them till they fade away. Amazing they ungrateful, but after all the game I gave away. Safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. Still be wasting days away now had I never saved the day. Consider them my protege. How much I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious, they violate in a major way. I never been a hater, still I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white. It has an area that's shaded gray. I'm west side anyway, even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make a way, not move away cause they afraid. I brought back to the hood and all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the case away. Been thugging all my life, can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.
You're gonna
be trying to
start
of a hustler and the swagger of a college kid. Allergic to the counterfeit, impartial to the politics, articulate but still a grabber by the collar quick. Whoever having problems with their record sales, just holler tip. If that don't work and all us fails, then turn around and follow tip. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering, back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're piss poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
Got everybody watching what I do. Come walk in my shoes and see the way I'm living if you really want to. Got my mind on my money and I'm not going away.
CFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Good feeling stories of the day are coming up in just a moment, but I want to give this guy his own shine. Because you know during Toy Drive what a weather nerd I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really are.
About the jet stream and how the stuff's going to blow.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Michaela, I want to introduce you to Andrew Hudson.
Okay.
Listen to what Andrew did. He was thrifting and he bought himself a camera. We'll let him pick up the story from here.
I bought the camera, tried using it, but it failed because the SD card was full, which doesn't really make sense because I just bought the camera. There's over 1,700 photos. I went full Inspector Gadget and was able to find these people on Facebook. We sent some messages back and forth. I mailed her the SD card with all of her photos on it. I was able to meet with them for coffee, and we spoke for about 50 minutes, talking a little bit about how surreal this whole story has been. But to Kathy and Tom, I kind of feel like you guys are my new friends.
Oh my God, that's incredible!
As you might imagine, Kathy and Tom are a bit older.
Yeah.
Didn't have copies of any of those pictures.
Wow.
And he could have just as easily gone, stupid full SD card, blah, and just thrown it away.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you're a good dude, Andrew Hudson.
Yeah, you are, dude.
Yeah. And then just really, and then on the other side, it's still a good feeling story of the day, but it's not the warm and fuzzy like the Andrew story.
Okay.
Japan is now selling a new type of eco-friendly toilet paper. They make it from used diapers. How would you like that job? Huh? Oh. How'd you like to be that guy? All right. Two towns started separating them out from the trash. Last year, they've collected about 100 tons of... They bleach and sanitize the diapers, and then they shred them so that they can be reused to make the toilet paper.
Wait.
It's good for the planet. It's super cheap. A dozen rolls cost less than $3.
Listen, I'm all for recycling, reusing. Love that it's $3. Happy it's not my job.
If you're the marketer of this, do you point out what it is? Or do you just go, hey, look, here's the toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
Just don't ask. Don't ask any questions.
Don't ask, don't tell. Just let it go.
Right. It's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good feeling stories of the day are coming up in just a moment, but I want to give this guy his own shine because you know during Toy Drive what a weather nerd I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really are.
About the jet stream and how the stuff's going to blow into town and will we get rain, will we not? Yeah, it's my thing.
Yeah, but the nerd in you brought out the nerd in me, and I really liked it, actually.
This weather nerd in Pasadena is being credited now with saving lives. He's a climatology graduate. His name is Edgar McGregor. Warned his neighborhood that the fire risk was going to be extremely high on January 7th. Many are now calling him a hero and a lifesaver as a result, 2 days ahead of that Eaton fire, which has affected that. Altadena's right next to Pasadena.
Yeah.
All of that, right? 2 days ahead of that Eaton fire, McGregor went on social media and told his followers that if you were anywhere around Eaton Canyon, that you should have your car packed for an emergency.
Wow.
I quote, do not wait. Pack your car, your photo albums, your medications, your birth certificates, your social security cards, anything you cannot live without, and put it in your car now. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, what a hero.
One lady claimed that his warning saved her life. My pets and I would have been burned along with my home had I not listened to him, says Tori Silverman, among many others.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So just as we're heading into this weekend, and all of the nice job,
buddy.
Edgar McGregor. And yeah, your other good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a moment.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
One thing that I lottery stories. There's a variety of different categories of stories
mm-hmm.
that I'm just so sick of.
Yeah.
And so I generally avoid them, skip by them, over them, around them, mm-hmm. through them
yeah.
on this show. Another category that I generally go by is the lady who turns 100. And they always have them, and they always have them on TV. And then they go, "What's your secret?"
Yeah.
And it's always, "Okay, what is it?" It's a shot of whiskey every day.
Cup of coffee.
It's the whatever it is. I've never heard this one ever before in my life, and I love it. A Chinese woman celebrated her 124th birthday.
Oh my God.
What? And they, of course, did ask her, "What's your secret?"
124.
Lard.
What?
She loves lard.
Wait, what does that mean?
Crisco. Fat. Cooking with fatty foods.
Oh, okay.
Crispy fried goodness. She loves lard.
I love that they say that's bad for you. And this woman who's literally 124 years old, that's her secret.
I gotta believe it's all a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're all different.
Yeah.
And everything. Her exact birthday is difficult to verify, but she remembers the Qing dynasty, which ended in 1911. And they believe she's at least 124.
No way.
They really believe. They don't know for sure. But she lives with her 60-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, my God.
Which is just so bizarre. And she's 124 and can still walk up and downstairs.
God bless her.
I can barely do that now. We literally sold our house because we're like, if I have to carry this laundry basket up these stairs one more time.
Uh-huh.
She jokes that the devil has forgotten about her, so that's why he didn't come to get her yet. And then her granddaughter says, after every misfortune, she stays quiet for a little while, but then she bounces back with laughter and positivity.
Aww.
It's amazing.
I love that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, this is so random. Admittedly, up front, it's random.
Okay.
Scottish actor David McCallum passed away a couple years ago. He played Ducky, who apparently was the OG medical examiner on NCIS. Your grandma right now is like, oh God.
Love Ducky.
Ducky died. He also was a Russian secret agent in a show called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back in the day.
Okay.
He also wrote this.
Da 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 da.
It's the one and only D.O.D.O.G. He wrote that. Yeah, it's from a song that he did called The Edge.
Wait, that's crazy.
And Dre sampled that. I just thought that was a Dre creation.
Of course.
But no, it was from Ducky from NCIS.
Oh, I love that.
We got time for one more. Facebook uses the color blue because Mark Zuckerberg is colorblind.
Oh.
He's red-green colorblind. The quote, "Blue is the richest color for me. I can see all of blue. And that is why Facebook is blue."
Oh, I love that.
That was a really good more you know before we go.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to get over Ducky and Dre. I'm good into
one
it.
Day. Good one day. And on The Edge, if you ever want to look for that. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless. Well, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian.
My brother. It's the last time I'll ever be able to say this, Chet, legally in the United States. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. I say that because TikTok's going away on Sunday. Even if you have it downloaded, it'll be out of here, unfortunately. So yeah, follow me at Heavyweight Radio, and be sure to check out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. New interviews dropping this weekend.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend, Michaela?
Yeah, well, I'm singing at Delilah tonight.
Excellent.
But then tomorrow I'm going skydiving with Lisa,
God,
my
fiance. Oh, God, that's right. It's birthday week continues.
Uh-huh. I'm so excited. So you can follow me on Instagram at MIKALAH Gordon.
To see if she'll be back here on Monday morning.
Maybe.
Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.